Hello, this is Director Evgenia Goltrich-Dixon, and I have to report on Carly Yaselenvskaya. Referring physician is Dr. Enrique Martinez. Procedure performed is flexible sigmoidoscopy to 70 centimeters from the anal verge. Indication is ulcerative colitis / proctitis. Description of procedure. Informed consent of the pain period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as among those who are well explained to the patient. The patient is brought to an anesthesia suite, placed in the lateral position, today is brand anesthesia service, with monitored anesthesia care. A digital rectal exam was performed. A well-lubricated lumbar sodial colonoscope was introduced into rectum and advanced in direct vision to 70 centimeters from the anal verge period. Careful examination was made of the descending colon, sigmoid colon, rectum period. Retroflexy was obtained in the rectum period. Boston bowel. Sorry, delete that. The patient started the procedure well without any complications. Findings. Flexible sigmoidoscopy to 70 centimeters from the anal verge with evidence of stool at this point. Next line. Random colon biopsies were obtained in the descending colon, sigmoid colon, and rectum for further evaluation given the history of ulcerative colitis. Next line. There was approximately 5 millimeter rectal sessile polyp, removable biopsy polypectomy. Next line. There's no evidence of any erythema or erosions. Next line. Grade 1 internal hemorrhoids were noted on retroflexion that were small and non-bleeding. Next line. Plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line. Recommend full colonoscopy given history of ulcerative colitis and increased risk of CRC in these patients. As well as colitis that was noted on fecal biopsies on previous colonoscopy. Next line, follow-up in offices previously scheduled. Thank you.